أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير. آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. I hope and pray that you all are fine and in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hifz wa aman and on the best levels of iman and taqwa. I hope that you must be adopting every single step one by one to improve your salah. In today's session, we will learn how the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha is done and what is its method, inshallah ta'ala. What we learned so far is the intention of salah, clothing, place of worship, how to do takbir-e tahrima, how and where to place the hands. And after we learned about how to start the salah, under the topic, we did different types of dua-e-istiftah. We also learned from the hadith that we can recite those duas one by one in our salah, right? This is indeed the beauty of our deen, that we have been given variety of duas so we could establish our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also maintain our concentration in our salah. If possible, learn them all in the best manner. You will find them in Masnoon Duas books. Start memorizing those duas one by one and then after memorizing, make them part of your salah. As these duas are taught by our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we will be following the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we will make these duas part of our salah, that way we will not forget them. These are small duas and can be easily memorized, inshallah ta'ala. See, the more we decorate our salah, the more beautiful, clean, clear and crisp our connection will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Summary of a hadith is that people pray their salah all of their lives, but some of them just get 10th part of the reward, some 9th, some 8th and some 7th and so on. And some just take half of their salah home. We have to think that after praying all our lives, if we are just taking 10th of its part home, although we are working hard for it, we are spending time on it, even our efforts are in there too, then why is so that someone is earning its whole reward and some half, or some could just take 10th of its reward? That will be the time and place of regret, remorse and pain. So won't it be better if we correct our salahs in this world? Because otherwise we will not be able to make our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By making a little effort, we will be able to improve our salah, which is the major factor which differentiates a believer from a non-believer. And it is a tool to earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. So why not beautify it, make it ihsan, embellish it, enhance it, and decorate it? We have to work hard to decorate it as much as possible. Decorate our qiyam with ayahs, our ruku by bending down, our sujood with duas, and calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with total humbleness. See, why can't we embellish it? Summary of a hadith is, salah of a munafiq or a hypocrite is who keep on sitting, especially men salatul asr, when it's time for sunset, then he quickly do few sajda and then completes his salah. It is of imminent need and so very important to correct our salah. Because salah is such an act, which if not performed with all the rules and protocols, then its value keep on diminishing for the person performing it. It is said in regards to that salah will talk. It will tell how that person has performed it. It is also said that if we perform it without our heart and soul, with careless attitude, and we leave the spot of prayer as soon as we finish it, then it will tell that too. That I was read with cruelty, without any love or attention. So who is a successful mu'min or mu'mina? قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون, who establish khushu in their salah. These are the beginning ayahs which define successful people. And in the last ayah, again salah is mentioned. There, the safeguard of salah is mentioned. And in the beginning, khushu is mentioned. So what we understood from it, that we have to safeguard our salah by performing it with all the salutations and conditions in order to establish that continuity in it. We have to understand whatever we are reciting. We have to know how it's done correctly, how Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed it. We have to know and adapt the same, inshallah ta'ala. So when we make our salah an ibadah instead of a habit, then inshallah ta'ala we will be able to enjoy it and we will be able to maintain khushu in it. Then when we perform it with total concentration, when we are not thinking about other worldly stuff, then we will be able to establish its connection too. So not only we have to safeguard our salah, but we have to develop khushu in it too. When we maintain our salah, then what we will get, which is mentioned in the last ayah? Jannatul Firdaus, hum fiha khalidun, in which they will reside forever. That will be the place for mu'mineen. Our journey to reach Firdaus goes through our salah. We will only achieve it by performing our salah with all the salutations, its conditions, with khushu and by safeguarding it and performing it at its earliest time. Inshallah ta'ala, now we will see how we have to recite Suratul Fatiha, how we have to start its qirat. First of all, we learned that we have to recite A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alimi minash shaytanir rajim min hamzihi wa nafthihi wa nafsihi. Then we have to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now a question can come into mind, that should we recite A'uz and Bismillah louder or quietly? So the answer to it is that in a narration it is mentioned that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to start his qirat louder from Surah Al-Fatiha. What does it mean? It means that qirat will be louder in salah, but A'uz and Bismillah will be read quietly. This we understood from different narrations that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to recite A'uz and Bismillah in his heart, and then he used to start qirat louder. Now, as far as sisters are concerned, we will recite A'uz, Bismillah and qirat quietly, but our voice should be good enough so we could listen our own recitation, right? It will not be that loud as to disturb others, and even if we are alone in the room, even then our voice should be loud enough that only our ears can listen, right? Then in second, third or fourth rakah, when we recite Suratul Fatiha, then before it, we can and cannot recite A'uz. There is no hard and fast rule about it. Then the next thing is that Imam will start Qirat louder after reciting A'uz in his heart, and we the followers will recite Suratul Fatiha behind Imam in our hearts. About it, in a hadith it is said that it must be read in our hearts. There are other narrations about Suratul Fatiha. Let's see them too, inshallah. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to start their qirat with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In another place, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that I prayed salah behind Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and they never used to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim louder. And furthermore added that they used to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim sirran, meaning quietly. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu alayhi said that all those who have the knowledge of hadith agree on it, that there is no sahih narration of reciting Bismillah louder for Imam. Next thing, that maximum efforts should be made to stop yawning during Salah. And if we are unable to stop it, then we should cover our mouth with our hand and should not make loud sound. Salah and Suratul Fatiha. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. Whoever did not recite Suratul Fatiha in Salah, he does not have his Salah. Hazrat Ibada bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that we were behind Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in Salatul Fajr. He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam did qirat, but was difficult for him. When he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam completed his salah, then he said, perhaps you do qirat behind your imam. We said, yes, ya Rasulullah. Aap sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, except Suratul Fatiha, you should not recite anything. Because whoever does not recite Suratul Fatiha, he will not have his salah. In another narration, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that I used to say in my heart, why recitation of Quran is becoming harder for me. Then I knew it became harder because you were reciting behind me. So whenever I recite louder, then except Suratul Fatiha, do not recite anything else. In one more narration, Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, whoever prayed his salah and he did not recite Suratul Fatiha in it, then that salah is insufficient, insufficient, insufficient. It is not complete. It was asked from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that we are behind Imam, even then we should recite? So Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu answered, yes, you should recite it in your heart. Right? So very clear narrations and summary of all the narrations is that when Imam recites Suratul Fatiha louder, then we will recite the surah behind him quietly. Not all, but just Suratul Fatiha. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam led salah for his sahaba. After completing it, he asked them, do you do qirat behind your imam during your salah while your imam is doing it? Everybody stayed quiet. He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam asked 3 times. Then we said, yes, we do recite. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, do not do like that. You just recite Suratul Fatiha in your heart. So what we learn from it, that followers of Imam should not recite anything else besides Suratul Fatiha behind Imam, whether he recites it louder or quietly. Right? We hope you all must have understood it in the best manner. And if and when we are praying our Salah behind Imam, we will recite it in our hearts quietly. And if we are praying by ourselves, then inshallah, we will not pray without reciting it in our salah. Now the next question can come in our minds, that how Suratul Fatiha should be recited. Since it is part of Quran, part of Qirat, and a special part of salah, and without it, there is no salah. And we have to recite in our salah. So what was Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's way of reciting? Do we want to learn? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to recite with pauses in between every ayah. We will recite Suratul Fatiha in the same manner. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaytanir rajim min hamzihi wa nafthihi wa nafsihi. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. We will recite this way by giving pauses in between. In our next session, we will learn the effects of reciting Quran incorrectly or passively on us. So the summary of today's session is that we have to recite Surah Al-Fatiha in every salah. If we are praying behind Imam, then even behind him, we have to recite Surah Al-Fatiha and have to make the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha better than average, inshallah ta'ala. We will stop here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best understanding. And what we could not understand, may He subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His closeness through salah. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala make us His best servants. May our prayers do not humiliate and embarrass us at the day of judgment. And may our salah meet us as a friend in our graves. Ameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.